Siyata Dishmaya, I would love to learn together a piece of Yismach Yisrael for the Parsha of Shalach. It appears on page 54 and page 55. And the Yismach Yisrael describes for us the Chet HaMeraglim, which is so difficult for us to understand. I always remind myself and others of a comment that the Ishvitzer Rebbe made when he said that we shouldn't make light in any way of the Averos of these very great tzaddikim. And when he pointed out, he said, if you think about it, our biggest mitzvos are not found in the pages of the Torah. The greatest things that we've ever done in our life are not printed in the Torah. And yet the Averos of these great tzaddikim become Torah itself. In other words, when you study the words of their sins, that is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. So certainly the Averos of these parshios of Shlach, of Korach, of Chukas are difficult for us to understand. But nonetheless, we have to try to understand them, b'derech hapshat, b'derech hasidus, and to try to continue to correct the mistake, or at the very least, learn from the mistake. So he begins in Os Aleph, Lahavin Inyan HaMeraglim, to try to make sense and understand this Inyan of Chet HaMeraglim. Mahu HaChet HaGadol HaZeh, what was the nature of the Avera that it was so great? Halo Be'emes Amru Zavas Chalav Devashi. The bottom line is, they did sing the praises of Eretz Yisrael, they spoke about the Milos of Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that they pointed out some realistic challenges of Eretz Yisrael was nothing other than being honest. Umasha Amru, Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi, that which they declared about the land that it consumes its inhabitants, Halo Be'emes Ra, okay. They were simply reporting what they saw. That's what they were supposed to do, was it not? Elishazeh Hayel Tovasam, Veheim Lohevinu Kavanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'amru Masha Ra Be'neim. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it at that moment, as Chazal explained, that they were osek in burying their dead as a way of distracting them from the Meraglim, and it was all really for their benefit. And the fact that the Meraglim simply reported just very simply what they saw was an honest mistake, certainly not a terrible chet. They were giving an honest report about what they saw in the land. So what exactly made it such a great avera? V'gam divrei Chazal, that which Chazal tell us, quoted by Rashi, Asher kiviyachol klapei mala amru ki chazak hu mimenu, that when they said that it's too difficult for us to conquer, ki ilu, they were saying it's too difficult for Hashem to conquer, gam ze yef shalafarish kapshuto, obviously it would be very difficult for us to imagine that they said b'derech hapshat, that Hashem wouldn't be able to do it. They had seen all sorts of wondrous things Hashem had done. Asher roshe anche b'nei Yisrael dor daya yomru chalila devarim zarim keilu, that the leaders of such an exalted generation that saw open miracles, that saw the Ad Hashem, that they could say such a thing is, again, for the most part, unfathomable. So we need to understand. So he continues in the next paragraph, El ha-pirush b'dvarim b'dvarayhem sha'amru, asher ba'emes tova ha'aretz ma'od, efes ki oz ha'am. When they reported about the land, in fact, is very good. However, you need to understand that oz ha'am, that the nation is very powerful there. What exactly were they saying? And this is the honest mistake. I think that's a good way to describe it. The honest mistake of the Meraglim. A holy mistake. We can report that, yes, the land is filled with a tremendous positive spiritual energy. However, and that's what they're saying in this pasuk, the land is tov ma'od, the land is very good. However, you have to understand that in order to create the precise balance that Hashem always creates, the zel u'mazeh, which is a pasuk in Koheles in the 7th chapter, Yesham ruach hatuma ad ma'od, Rachman Litzlan. To balance it out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the great tuma to also be present in the land. Meaning, Eretz Yisrael, like anything, there's a famous letter from the Ramban. I remember first learning this from Rabbi Baruch Simon when I was in YU in my college years. He shared a letter from the Ramban, a beautiful printed letter from the Ramban, that when the Ramban describes his first time viewing Yerushalayim, he said that he understands, and he coined, I guess, the term, I think it's his own creation, this concept, that he used the phrase that kol ha'makudash mechaveira, whatever has the potential to be more holy, also has the potential to be more forsaken and to be more destroyed. And that's what the Ramban describes when he saw parts of Eretz Yisrael that he was just shocked to see lying in such a barren state. And he understood that, yes, that the kol ha'makudash mechaveira, the holier something is, the greater chance there is for Chorban as well. And that's exactly what the Meraglim were saying. The Meraglim were saying, yes, the land is very holy and the land is very good, but zel u'mazeh, the land also has potential for tremendous failure, which means if we don't live up to the spiritual levels that are required of one who's in Eretz Yisrael, then in fact the land will not benefit us and we will not benefit it. It'll be mutually damaging for us and for Eretz Yisrael. If we cling to Hashem as we could and as we should, then the land, in fact, will be very good. But if, God forbid, we deviate from our dvekas and Hashem, then not only will we remain neutral, but in fact we will arouse the koach of the sitra achra, and will bring quite damaging negative effects upon Eretz Yisrael and upon Klal Yisrael. And for this very reason, they were very afraid. They were terrified for their souls. They were saying, it's too much for us, too much for Hashem, kiviyachal, in the sense that what? Again, going back to Rashi's pshat, they were saying Hashem couldn't handle it. Hashem wouldn't be able to win. Hashem needs, kiviyachal, according to the Gemara in Brachos, our Yirah Shemayim in order to move the world forward. Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz mi Yirah Shemayim. And therefore, the Meraglim are saying, if we lack Yirah Shemayim, lezeha b'chira biyadenu, umi yuchal la'amod al atzma, who could say that for sure we would maintain this lofty level? And in a certain sense, maybe it's better not to go into Eretz Yisrael, because maybe we're not cut out to maintain the Kedusha, the levels of Kedusha that are appropriate and necessary for life in Eretz Yisrael. Kein hayata anasan. This, in fact, was the taina of the Meraglim. So what was so terrible? It sounds like a very holy approach. We are not worthy of entering Eretz Yisrael. The Chai Adam, in the section of his Chachmas Adam, where he talks about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he writes there that that a person who doesn't know the halachos and doesn't understand the expectations of being in Eretz Yisrael, it's better not to go to Eretz Yisrael. In a very simple sense, if a person goes to the king's palace and he doesn't understand the proper hanhagos for being in the palace, then he risks getting himself into a lot of trouble. And therefore, a person, he writes, the Chayadim writes, a person needs to be very careful to study those halachos and understand the risks, along with the benefits, of coming to Eretz Yisrael. And I'm certainly reminding myself of this, as Amir Tzashem, we had Eretz Yisrael as a family this coming Sunday. There's a lot to think about here. So what was the terrible chait? It sounds like the Meraglim were being very realistic, very appropriate, in assessing the dangers of Klal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael. Halo gam Yaakov Avinu, Olav HaShalom, Shai Bechir Sheba Avos, even Yaakov Avinu, who was the greatest, who's described by the Zohar Kadosh as the Bechir Sheba Avos, the choicest of the Avos. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Evticho, and Hashem promised him, Hinei Anochi Imach, Ushmarticha B'chol Asher Teilech, I will escort you wherever you go. Ulevesof Nisyari, and in the end, Yaakov Avinu was very afraid, and he said, Katonti Mikol HaChasadim, I don't feel that I can earn it, I don't feel that I'm worthy of it, of Hashem's protection. I am smaller than all of the kindness that Hashem has done for me. And as Chazal explained, Sheyari Lenafsho, Ulai Yigro Machet, he was concerned, he feared that maybe his Averos caused Hashem to remove that protection from him. Kiba Emes Keno, Shakarish Baruch Hu Evtiachlo, because the truth is Hashem did promise him on the conditions, Imach Ushmarticha, I will be with you and I will protect you, but along the lines of the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which the Yismach Yisrael often quotes, Ral derech hakasav Hashem imachem biyoschem imo. Pasuk says in the second volume of Divrei Hayamim, Divrei Hayamim Beis, Parak Tesvav, Hashem is with you as you are with him. So Yaakov, you know, understood that Hashem says, listen, Yaakov, if you remain close to me, I will remain close to you. And again, the Meraglim seem to have adopted the same approach with regard to coming to Eretz Yisrael. Haynu shekasher ha'adam davuk b'Hashem v'lo yosur mimenu, oza kadosh baruch hu imo. If one clings to Hashem and does not abandon Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. Ava chalila ma'odim yasur ma mihadvekos, azai chalila gam shmiras hashchina nestalka mimenu. But if you move away from Hashem, then kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves away from you. Vezeh ha'yiras Yaakov Avinu al v'shalom, and that was the fear of Yaakov Avinu, shekevan shirah shenafal alav yira miyad v'yetzala. When Yaakov saw that he was afraid, he became even more afraid. Sha'amr lenafsho, Yaakov, so to speak, said to himself, Ilu ha'isi davuk ba'Hashem ba'emes me'ayin li yira basar v'dam. If I was truly clinging to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as I should, then why am I afraid of flesh and blood? Why am I frightened in my encounter with Esav? El al karchach eneni davuk ba'Hashem ba'emes. It must be that I'm not as attached to Hashem as I need to be. V'lezos yisnyari nisyari lenafsho ulai yigro machet shri anifsak ma'at ma behadveikus. So therefore Yaakov thought, maybe I have averos which are serving as a blockage between me and Hashem, separating me from being davuk to Hashem. U'mameila yem mesulak shmiras Hashem yisparach mimenu, and therefore perhaps Hashem has chosen to leave me. So circling back, so what was the big chait of the Meraglim? That they were afraid for their souls, that they were frightened when they said, if we come to Eretz Yisrael and we don't cling to Hashem, then maybe we're going to be in trouble. They feared that if we can't maintain the level of spiritual connection, then we will fall prey to the Sitra Achra. And again, just to further the point one more time, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were also very afraid. Yiru l'nafshem, they were afraid for their lives. As it says in the Medrash, Kol dodi hineza ba, Omri Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, Heich Anu Nigalim, how are we going to leave Mitzrayim? V'chol Mitzrayim, etu nefes me'avodah zarah shalanu, the land is filthied from our avodah zarah, from our foreign worship, harei shahim gam kein yiru. So they themselves were afraid. So therefore, what was the great sin of the Raglim that they were afraid? Yaakov was afraid, Klal Yisrael was afraid. It's what to be afraid of, not maintaining our place in our part of the relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch. It's not one-sided that Hashem provides for us and we go about our merry little way. We have a responsibility to cling to Hashem, and coming to Eretz Yisrael is high stakes. So what exactly was the chait? Achein be'emes Yaakov avinu olav ha'shalom. Perhaps we can explain as follows. Yes, Yaakov was afraid. Even though Yaakov was afraid lest Esav come and strike him down, yet nonetheless, what's the response? The question really is, what comes next? So you're afraid of what might lie ahead. And that's not necessarily an improper thing for one to think about. But the question is, what comes next? Do I become so afraid that I don't do what Hashem told me to do? That I lose my confidence to try? Yaakov Avinu was very afraid, and yet he still engaged in battle with Esav. Uvatachas atzmo b'Hashem, he trusted in the Kadosh Baruch Hu shebavada yazer lo. Yes, I'm afraid. Yes, that perhaps is indicative of a lack of bitachon and dveikas b'Hashem. But then he bolstered that dveikas and bitachon b'Hashem, and he went to do what he had to do. Vayachatzas am, he divided his camp, and he went to fight against Esav. Vegam am Yisraeli kishyasu Mitzrayim. And when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, even though they asked Moshe, in what zchus do we deserve to be redeemed from Mitzrayim, as we just learned a moment ago in the Medrash? Mikol makum holchu achrav. Nonetheless, Klal Yisrael picked themselves up, and with that uncertainty, and with all of those doubts, they traveled after Hashem. They followed Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem sang the praise of Klal Yisrael in Sefer Yirmiyah in the second parak. Zacharti lach chesed nu'rayach, avas klulosayach, lechtech achrav midbar beretz lo zeruah. The courage to pursue that dveikus in Hashem, even when they felt that it's not really there. Maybe it's a prerequisite for us to move forward, etc., etc. All the reasons we can convince ourselves why it can't be, nonetheless, they overcame that and trusted Hashem to follow after Hashem and to follow after Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Yisrael. We're on the top of page 55. So therefore, v'lo saru chalila midivrei Hashem, they did not deviate from the command of Hashem. Aval ha-meraglim, and here's the answer to our question. Aval ha-meraglim machmas, b'meraglim machmas shiyiru la yechtu v'chalila ba'aretz, l'neged Hashem. The meraglim, when they were afraid that perhaps somewhere down the road we will sin against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, l'chein lo shamu miyad l'kol Hashem. So they hesitated in doing the simple pshat of what Hashem asked them to do. V'amu lo nuchal la'alos, v'lo holchu. And they hesitated to go up. And that was the avera. You want to be unsure, you're not 100% clear how it's going to work, you're anxious that you're not going to be able to do a good job. Those are all hopefully motivating factors to help you do a better job. But to come to the conclusion that because of my uncertainty, Hashem's suggestion or Hashem's command is off, is wrong, is not possible, that itself was a terrible conclusion. V'zos ha'yikr ha'chit. And in a couple of lines says the Yismach Yisrael, I'll tell you what the chit ha'raglim was. Why were they so concerned about what's going to be? Right now Hashem says you are worthy to go into the land. Right now Hashem says you can maintain the Kedusha of the land. And you're nervous that maybe somewhere down the road I won't live up to it. Let's deal with down the road when we get there. Like one of my favorite Torahs from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, where Rabbi Nachman says in 272, Torah Reish Ayin Reish Beis. He says, Hayom in Bekolo Tishmao. Today, if you listen to my voice, and he says, Hayom Daika. Hayom means today, if you listen to my voice. We have to take our Yiddishkeit one day at a time, maybe 1 minute at a time, as we'll see the quote in a few moments from Simcha Bunu of Prashischa. So, Shema Yechtu Chalil Achakach, this fear of what's going to happen next, Don't worry about what happens next. Right now, Hashem says, do, so do. V'halo im lo tishmake is l'kol Hashem, ata over es mitzvah samelach be'es hazos. So if Hashem tells you to do something now, and you say, well, what's going to be in the future? So right now, you're violating the tzivoy of the King of all kings. B'vaday mutav lios besafik lachar zman, milachto miyad b'vaday. And in one line, he captures the whole thing. Your suffix about what's going to be in the future, let that remain a suffix, okay. But I'm going to violate the Devar Hashem right now. Better that the suffix should remain than I should sin against Hashem bevados right now by not listening to the Devar Hashem. Ukamaymer pi akadosh Hashem, marina of simcha bunu of preshischa, al tainas hanachash. This is exactly how the nachash was able to trick Chava. La'im kol chai, hi Chava. This is how the mother of all humanity, Chava, was deceived. Sha'amr la'im lo, sochli meita das lo yelcha bechira. If you don't eat from the tree, then you're not going to have bechira. And if you don't have bechira to choose between good and evil, so then what good is it to serve Hashem when you only know how to make the right choices? Ki lo yelcha shum yitzahara kama malach. You're going to be like an angel, and what good is that? So therefore, better to eat from the tree and enter into a world of tovara, and then you'll really be able to serve Hashem. Then you'll have the ability, Chava, to choose. You'll know about the evil, and nonetheless, you'll choose the tov. That'll be, wow, that'll mamish be serving Hashem. But all of that skipped the simple step that Hashem told you right now, don't eat from the tree. The Nachash went on and said, no, you're going to reach great heights. You'll be much greater than you are now. And this was the claim of the Nachash. It was spiritually motivated. So what was the big sin of the Chere Tzadas? And the answer is, he didn't listen to Hashem now. She should have said back to the Nachash, at this moment, as you're deceiving me, as you're seducing me to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem told me not to eat from it. You don't think I have Bechira? You're giving me a test right now. And I have the Bechira to listen to you, Nachash, or to listen to the Borei Olam. And about this bechira, this future ability to make more nuanced choices between tov and ra, lamali lidog al asid. Chava should have said, what do I worry about the future? Right now, I have to do what's appropriate right now. Va'ata avur bevade al pi Hashem. Mutav bal eshma lecha, take off v'yavur alayma. Better not to listen to you now, and I'll deal with what will be in the future. But right now, I'm being commanded by Hashem to do something. And he reviews here a vart that we saw on the very first page of the Bamidbar section of Yismach Yisrael, again from this Rebbe of Simcha Bunim of Preshischa. V'chein tzarech ol ish ha-Yisrael, l'ba'al yistako lachshov ha-mashia acher kach. Don't worry about what happens next. Rak al ha-rega shu omid bo. But rather to live with Hashem in the moment. K'maimer ha-Rebbe ha-kadosh ha-nizkar le'al, like Simcha Bunim explained. And again, we saw this about 25 pages ago in the Yismach Yisrael. He explained the pasuk in Tehillim. Hine tfachos nasata yamai. You have made my life like tfachos, hands breaths. What does that mean? Just like he says, kamo adam hamodej shivim amach avalim biyado lo nishalo biyado lo olam ela tefach. If I'm measuring a rope that's 70 feet long, 70 amos long, I only have in my hand at any given moment the tefach that is within my fist, within my hand. Shezeh shamadad kvar hayachutz liyado. That which has already passed through is already a thing of the past. That which is yet to come, mashalo madar adayin in biyado. That which is beyond me is still beyond me. Nimsa she'ein lo rak ha-tefach she'ochiz besoch yado. What I have in my hand is the tefach that I have in my hand. And that's what life is supposed to be. Hine tefachos nasati yamai. My life is like the tefach in my hand. My avoda is to choose what does Hashem want for me right now. Kain heima hayamim ha-adam. Like the var from the Chavetz Chaim, which I probably mentioned last time we said this insight from Simcha Bunim, which is the pasuk in the pasuk later in Devarim, Ba'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. I think it's in Parshas Ekev. Hashem asks us, what does Hashem want from you? Kiyam Yira, etc. Hashem wants you to fear Him and to serve Him and to love Him, etc. But the Chavetz Chaim explained, quoted by one of the Talmidim of the Chavetz Chaim, I think his name was Rav Shlomo Bloch, who brought this insight, B'shem the Chavetz Chaim, Ba'ata, right now, is Ma Hashem Elokech, Ba'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokech Hashol Mimach. Ba'ata, right now, Yisrael, is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of you. I want you to make the right choice and to ask, what is Ratzon Hashem right now? Masha Avar Ayin, that which has passed has passed. Masha osed adayin lo ba, that which is yet to come is yet to come. Nimsa she'ein lo lachshov rak al harega she'omed ba. Be in the moment, be in the second in which you find yourself. Ve'al tikune ha'avonos mikvar yismad miuchadim. And fixing your averus of the past, okay, we're going to designate times for that. A time to do tshuva, a time to focus on that. But like the Chiddush Erem said, a person who spends too much time dwelling on his past sins is like a person who's trying to clean himself off while he's still sitting in the mud. Maybe chatzos, a person gets up or stays up late at night to talk to Hashem about his averos and to regret his averos. Okay, but that's not a constant thing. And this is a point that the Baal Tanya as well makes in his Igeres HaTshuva, that on the one hand, a person should have the fear of Hashem before him at all times, Chatasi Negdi Tamid, and have my Averus before me at all times, but he explains that that's not literally at all times. Ayin Sham, towards the end of the Igeres HaTshuva, for the Baal Tanya's approach. But you see that all the tzaddikim are telling us that a person has to have designated times to focus on these things. Avalo La'olam. But in the moment, I have to be an Eved Hashem right now. I can't only spend my time right now fixing my past or worrying about my future. And again, that's what Rabbi Nachman is emphasizing in that beautiful Torah. Hayom im bekolo tishmo. What does it take to bring the Geula? What does it take to bring Mashiach? Hayom. If you'll just listen to Hashem right now. Out of a fear of maybe we're going to come to sin later. Lo shamu miyad l'divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did not listen to Hashem right here and right now. We're up to the last piece, we're up to the last paragraph of this magnificent piece, such an important perspective on Chayda Meraglim. So let's wrap up the piece. Ubiyur ha'inyan, afki meraglim hachziku atzman la'anofim. And even though this seems to have come from a very holy place, a holy humility of saying we're not worthy, and we're not going to be able to maintain the Kedushas Haaretz, ki yiru ma'od l'nafshim, they were afraid what's going to be. Of all people, the Yismach Yisrael, who tells us so often about the importance of anava, of being humble, being mevatel oneself, as a way of growing close to Hashem, says the Yismach Yisrael, and it's powerful hearing it from him, especially those who've been learning these shirim throughout the year. It's so powerful to hear him say, there's something called anava psula. Anava psula means that inability to recognize that Hashem told you to do something, and you, with your false humility, decide, no, who am I? What am I to do? Your job is to do. Hashem gave you a mitzvah, you do it. Va'anava tzedek siv, like the Pasuk says, a little bit of a typo here in the Sefer, it's anava, the first word is anava. Va'anava tzedek siv, right? Anava has to be truthful anava, real anava. Ki ikar hachnava anava hu, she is lav liba yedei zelav, what is Hashem Yisbach? You should have the humility that drives you towards what? Towards serving Hashem. Not an anava that brings you away from Ratzon Hashem, lo sha'anava yaviyu l'maros Ratzon Hashem Yisbach, not an anava that causes you to rebel against Hashem. And that's exactly, by the way, he says, what Moshe Rabbeinu identified in Yehoshua. And Yonasan says, he called him Yehoshua to give him chizik. When Moshe saw that Yehoshua had an unhealthy dose of humility, he recognized that Yehoshua could lose his senses and be swept up by this false humility of the Meraglim and not have the confidence to stand up. And it's remarkable to see the way that Yehoshua gains a certain confidence when he goes from being Hoshea to Yehoshua. What does that Yud represent? Hosef lo os Yud? Kanoda shemarum is l'chachma. Yud, of course, is the letter of Chachma. Ayin Rashi in Parshas Beshalach on the words Oz Yashir. And he quotes here the Pasuk, Chachma techaya ba'aleha. Chachma gives life to those who are those who maintain it, those who have it. As it says in the Ramban, in his Amunah Bitachon, in the first perek, Amunah v'chachma mekam echad yaleichu. That Amunah and Chachma come from the same place. And therefore that Amunah of trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Chachma to know what Hashem wants from you. Ki b'amunah ksiv v'tzadik b'amunah so yichya. Amunah gives life the same way that Chachma gives life. V'tzadik b'amunah so yichya hainu shiyamin b'hachna aso ki abori baruch hu kol yachol. To have the humility to realize that Hashem knows what He's doing. That's the humility that we need. From the low places to realize that Hashem will pick you up and carry you and provide for you. That's what it means. Moshe Davin, Yeshua, Ko Yoshiacha, Hashem should protect you from the Chet HaMeraglim. Because they rejected and spurned the heavenly decree. Ki adam tzarach leida ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yachol. One has to know that if Hashem tells you to do it, you can do it. You're a shliach of Hashem, shluchos adam kamoso. V'yesh lo eitzos v'tachbulos l'malam mitvisa seichel adam. Hashem has ways, techniques, mechanisms of bringing about what He wants, which are far greater than anything that humans could possibly understand, and we have to have the humility to trust Hashem in that regard. Three lines from the end. This is what it means in Tehillim when it says, "V'yitzaku el b'Hashem b'tzar lahem," to cry out to Hashem when a person is in a state of tzar, a state of small-mindedness. Ratzalamar sheyedu ki mitzidam ein lahem klum, to recognize yes the limitations of man. Rak sheyitzaku el Hashem harachma, but to call out to Hashem in His kindness, who will provide. Umimitsuko sehem, the pasuk says yatzilem. It says here Yoshiim, but I think Yatzilem is the actual lashon of pasuk. But the same idea. I don't know if the Rebbe is just paraphrasing. But from our place of difficulty, Hashem will save us. Ki amuna mamshicha Yeshua, because amuna and chachma and hachna and trusting the borei olam and the ratzon Hashem and being mekayim ratzon Hashem with simplicity, not to allow the nachash to give you all sorts of chashbonos why it would be better to do it His way, but to do it the way that Hashem says to do. And that was the, again, holy but misguided outlook of the Meraglim. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be Jews who live in the moment in the deepest way to know what is it that Hashem wants from us, to ask ourselves what that is, to identify what that is, and then to actualize that Ratzon Hashem each and every moment of every single day of our lives. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos.